My name is Petra Haller, and today I am speaking with Kyle and Latoya from the band Mourning a Black Star. Welcome, Kyle and Latoya. How are you doing today?
We're doing good. Hello.
Could you start by telling us a little bit about the formation of the collective?
So it's so funny you ask that. Everyone always asks that question, and I get excited to tell the story because we all come from different backgrounds, and we are a collective of 8 artists or musicians, which they fall in the same category, I guess. But so like I was saying, we all come from different backgrounds, myself being jazz and classical. I grew up in the church, so gospel. And then Latoya is more punk rock. How more would you describe your music?
Punk and alternative rock are my roots. And we have a plethora of different styles and arrangements with each of the members that are a part of Mourning a Black Star. So anywhere from soul to blues to
country.
Country. that was a stretch, but
but within that, I think that is how we got to classify ourselves as a genre nonconforming band, because we all come from different backgrounds and we found a way to meld all of it into one thing, which we consider Black music or the Black experience. Black music is everything. So we all have come together to create just that.
Now, being that Mourning a Black Star incorporates so many genres, so many inspirations, and is composed of so many musicians, what does that make the writing process like?
Oh, the writing process is very fun. It starts off with Latoya Kent or R.A. Washington, starting with the writing of a poem. I've written some songs as well, but the majority of our pieces are written by R.A. Washington or Latoya Kent. We'll start off as a poem sometimes, or just a hook that we come up with just from acting silly and creating in our space. And then from there, every musician kind of brings their instrument or their thought process of how the song could possibly go or some suggestions. And then we go from there and we build onto that. And we try it out a lot of different ways. We'll play it out once and then we're like, oh, that didn't work.
Things take and some things don't take. We work pretty fast. So we put out 3 albums and we have at least 4 albums. And we have about 3 or 4 more that we are preparing to put out as well. So we put out 2 albums within a span of a year. So coming to a Mourning a Black Star show, we tend to have a nice rotation. So you may hear some old stuff. You may hear some new stuff. You may hear some things that aren't on an album yet. So it's a beautiful cornucopia of things.
Could you both elaborate on what the apocalyptic diaspora means to you and to the collective?
Oh, wow. That's a heavy question. Wow. I think that one of the main things that I would like to say in that, without straying too far from the question, is that we are individual beings trying to live a human experience. And depending on what is happening in the world, trying to come from a place of balance. There's a lot going on. The majority of our band, with the exception of Pete, are brown people. And each of us have different things that we have issues with and are seen and different perspectives in society. And so we're trying to have an experience that is honest and truthful and present that in our work. When we get on stage, it is very raw. It brings up so many different things and emotions. And I think that's the part of our band that makes it so attractive, is that sometimes there's tears and sometimes there's anger and there's so much passion behind it, because we are trying to survive, just like many brown people are always trying to survive. And so that makes us, brings a genuine spirit to what we do. And so, yes, it's going to shift and change. It changed when we got a new president. It's going to change when certain rights are taken away and certain rights are given back to us. But again, back to us being brown people, some of our band members are queer, and
All of us are in a way.
Yeah, in a way. Mm-hmm. Kyle said all of us are in a way.
Okay.
So making sure that we're in environments where that is accepted and that we're not in danger for being able to speak our minds and use words that might be not culturally accepted.
Does Kyle want to add anything to that?
Just to add on to that, me specifically being a Black, queer, androgynous identifying individual, for me, it is important that we tell the stories of anybody who identifies as that, or starting to discuss the intersectionality of people in general. You know, Latoya and I have two totally different experiences, but she is my sister. And in that, the way that we got to where we are in our relationship is identifying our like experiences and our very different experiences and being open to learning that. And I think that's the story we want to tell. You know, us being a collective of so many different people from so many different backgrounds, we want to tell the story of community and shape what the narrative can be as opposed to what has been created already for Black and brown body people, also who are American. So in that, I think it's important that we acknowledge where we are, we acknowledge who we are honest about who we are, and bring forth the best fashions of who we possibly can be together, learning one another's experiences and celebrating one another, and also creating space for people to heal. Me personally, a big thing for me is healing reparations. What does that look like for each individual person? And then for the subcultures outside of, you know, this human culture that we have.
So to follow that up, would you be able to touch on why music in particular is such a powerful tool for addressing these issues and challenging oppressive systems?
Music is undeniable. You know, if it sounds good, if it feels good, you're going to connect to it regardless. That's anybody, white, brown, Black, blue, yellow, whoever you are, however you identify, if you're from the Midwest, if you're from the East Coast, if you're from the South, if you're from Europe, Asia, wherever you're from, if it feels good, you're going to take to it. And you're going to find a way to continue that feeling that you feel with music. And I feel like, you know, I'm going to go out on a limb and say I'm speaking for everyone. When they feel something and it feels good to them, they want to continuously figure out how they can feel that and make it consistent.
And it sets a tone and a mood for your life. So depending on how you feel and what's going on, you'll listen to a particular set of songs, and that song will either bring rage or it'll bring peace or it'll bring happiness or tears or whatever it is. But music is a backdrop. I don't know too many people that don't like music or don't listen to music. So being able to present something that is tangible for all different types of people. One of the things that I love about this particular band is if you come to a show, there's children there, there's grandmas there, there's aunties, there's uncles, there's youth, and everyone can stand within that same space and rub shoulders with one another and enjoy the same thing. I like kind of loud and heavy music, and one of the things that I love about going to punk or rock concerts is a mosh pit and being in this space where everyone is moving together and sweating on one another and hugging one another and protecting one another. In the space of being on that stage and being able to look out and see all of those people blending and being able to rub shoulders and maybe shed some tears together or, you know, share glances is just a very beautiful thing.
Thank you for sharing all of your thoughts on that. It's really beautiful. Now, next week, you're going to be performing at the Spirit of the Suffragette concert.
Yes.
Is there anything that you want to share with our community, with our listenership, before we end off this interview?
I think the biggest thing is to celebrate those who the world or the nation that we currently are living in don't celebrate enough. Women who are powerful, non-binary individuals, queer individuals, Black and brown body people, you know, people who feel like they don't fit in or they're the misfit or, you know, we want to celebrate all those things.
And we represent all of those things.
And we represent all of those things. So it's important that as we broaden our horizons within your community, we hope that we can bring the same to you showing you how we get down, how we like to kick it, how we like to enjoy one another and celebrate one another individually and collectively.
And we're friendly, so
we're fun.
Come and hang out with us. We love that.
Thank you so much for your time today, Kyle Kidd and Latoya Kent. We really cannot wait to see Mourning a Black Star perform next week.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us and hear our message and how we feel and getting us even more excited. We need to hit the road tomorrow. So this is the topper of, you know, getting us ready.
And when after the show, please, or before the show, please come and introduce yourself.